Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Thursday worldwide transmission, the 13th day of June 2013. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. General Hamid Ghul, that nobody can get on television or radio in the Western media, nobody, will be joining us because he's a listener of the show. General Hamid Ghul, who ran the Afghan war with the CIA against the Russians, will be joining us from Pakistan to talk about the West now running al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria and what he thinks is behind that. Let's just say a lot of government agencies will be listening on air and on the phone line. We have to, a lot of times, they try to jam the phone lines. We have to move around. Then Colonel Tony Schaefer will be joining us, who was blocked from killing bin Laden right before 9/11, about 2 months before in 2001. He is going to be coming on to give us his take on the whole NSA situation. And then I got a nice call from Dr. Pachinik this morning saying he's got the big inside scoop, and his big buddies with General Alexander, the head of the NSA or head of Cyber Command. We're going to work on getting him on tomorrow or Sunday. We'll see about that. You know, last night I had dinner with my dad, and he said, you know, I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't talk about me and the CIA. And I said, why? And he goes, because it sounds crazy. And I said, well, was your run-ins with them true? I mean, I saw some of it as a kid. And he said, well, yeah, but people aren't going to believe it. And I said, I don't care. General Hamid Ghul's coming on. That sounds crazy. It's happening. I had MI5 and police tell me Bilderberg's going to go public to BBC. We broke it. It happened. And more, that's the issue that I have trouble with. My dad does. We all do. We can't believe how real reality is, how bizarre it is. Truth is stranger than fiction. So my dad opened up last night and said, I guess, go ahead and talk about it. He didn't sign any national security agreements about when he was one of the favorite, just because he was, you know, smart guy and friendly, professors once a week when he went and taught at Baylor Dental School and Oral Surgery School. And he told me some pretty wild stuff. How they would send the CIA there because they could have bigger operating rooms. They'd have to have other CIA people there when anything medical was done to anybody. And of course, that's on record that goes on because they could drug somebody and try to get data. So that was one reason. But then my dad and a few other professors out of a whole bunch of them there were picked to be the ones they wanted to be worked on by because they knew my dad's, I guess, family background and things. You know, it goes way back. That's kind of how this works, at least in the old days, is if you, you know, went back to the start of the country and then you were like, you know, seen as safe or whatever. CIA is completely different now. It's just completely turned over to foreign corporations and globalists and has been deeply in bed with them for a long time. But he was telling me about senior CIA people coming, and that's when they tried to hire him and some of the other professors to go work in Maryland. And they said, we noticed in your college file you were into cybernetics and electrical engineering. And even did some of that in the National Science Program when you were in high school, building lasers and things. You like that? And he goes, but yeah, I have to go back to school and get an electrical engineering. No. There are shortcuts. You don't need to do that. The point is my dad's like, don't tell those stories. They sound nuts. You know, the general public won't believe it. Well, whatever. It's true. So it's told. And he said I could tell it. And I kind of babbled through it because there was parts of it he didn't want told. So that's why I was kind of bumbling around there. But just how bizarre that in the early 80s, they were already building some type of cyborg operation. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Central Standard Time, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. It is Thursday, the 13th day of June 2013, and here's what I want to do. I have got just massive amounts of key news and information. I'd like to mention some of what's coming up, and then I'd like to open the phones up for first-time callers to give us your take on all the scandals from Benghazi Gate to NSA Gate to IRS Harassment Gate to everything that we see unfolding. Will this country pull out of what's happening? And Max Keiser predicted about a year ago that by April, late April or early May, there would be a accelerated collapse of world markets based on an implosion of the dollar. And he claims that he's now predicted somewhat accurately because it's now begun. Started last week, it's continuing. Global shares drop, dollar slumps as rout gathers pace. I want to get him back on today or tomorrow just for like 10 minutes. Nikkei plunges 6.4, re-enters bear market at CNBC. And we've got a bunch of news on Obamacare and the fight on that today as well. This is an Investor's Business Daily. On Monday, Congressman Stockman of Texas on this broadcast with Mike Adams, the health ranger sitting in, said that, look, you know, in Congress, in congressional investigations, that Al-Qaeda and Muslim extremists cannot be targeted by the NSA, and that it's only for the Tea Party. Well, Investor's Business Daily has confirmed that with Congress. This is a big deal. I mean, not only were they always building homeland security for the American people and to intimidate the press and to make sure good people in government can't blow the whistle and stop corruption, now they're not even saying it's pointed at Al-Qaeda anymore. And that's why when I go through TSA and they want to grope me and search me and ask me if I'm a terrorist, I just go, hey, the government runs Al-Qaeda. They ship in the drugs. You got a problem, sir? Yeah, I do, actually. This is all security theater to train me that I'm a prisoner. Well, let's just get you right through. Oh, we apologize. Hey, you know, those machines will give you cancer. Oh, actually, we do. Yeah. Oh, can I have your autograph? I mean, because it's mass Stockholm syndrome. The TSA people are under mass Stockholm syndrome. The police are under it. The bureaucrats are under it. The population's under it. People in government are under more henpecking, micromanagement, red tape garbage on short leashes by the government. Now, they're taught to not be on any leashes with the Constitution or Bill of Rights, but when it comes to government dominating each other, that's where it's going on. The police might as well be robots now, with how they're being watched live in their squad cars more and more with these data links and audio links, and they're reviewing what they do and telling them to be more aggressive and telling them to be rude and telling them to dominate. That's the kind of stuff going on. That's the revolution in policing they're trying to push. Because the globalists have got to get things ready before they collapse everything, or there'll be a restoration of the republic. The globalists are the revolutionaries. They're the ones trying to twist society, bankrupt institutions, deindustrialize to get control. We're under a military globalist economic attack. I mean, look at this Investor's Business Daily headline. Obama's snooping excludes mosque, missed Boston bombers. Oh, I guarantee you they didn't miss them. They were running them. Those guys were patsies, undoubtedly. The secret war, infiltration, sabotage, mayhem. For years, four-star General Keith Alexander has been building a secret army capable of launching devastating cyber attacks. Now it's ready to be unleashed and unleash hell. Kurt Nimmo, like 5 years ago, wrote articles about Cyber Command that's already operating. They're building giant, huge bases in San Antonio, Dallas, Austin, just around where I live. There's one down the street from my house that spies on citizens locally. Threat fusion centers everywhere. Giant facility in Utah, facilities in the Ozarks. I mean, they're just building these things everywhere. It's no exaggeration. In the amount of funds being spent, I saw one number of about 15 times the Manhattan Project. And it's, they told you to fight Al-Qaeda. It's actually used to shut down the internet and spy on anybody who's resisting Al-Qaeda. The radical Muslim jihad brigades they use to take down their enemies. They took down the Constitution with them. They're taking down Libya and Syria, trying to take down Russia with them. They took down Serbia with them, had the Muslims attack, Serbia fought back. The West invaded, blew up the infrastructure of the country, handed it over to the Albanian Muslims and Al-Qaeda. And again, I'm not anti-Serb, I'm not anti-Muslim, I'm showing you how this is done. Sure, the Serbs did atrocities, and the Croats and the Muslims did atrocities as well. In fact, about 2-1 against the Serbs. Sometimes I'll get in a car and, you know, somebody will say, I am, you know, Croatian, or I am Croatian Muslim, and I don't appreciate you supporting the Serbs. And I'm like, look, you know the numbers. You know that you guys started a lot of that and actually killed about double the Serbs. Does not matter. They are pigs. And I'm like, well, I'm not a Serb, okay? I got a lot of blood in me, and I'm not Slavic. I think Slavics are great, great people, but I'm not Slavic. Okay, I don't have a dog in this fight other than justice. And you know the UN and NATO started all that and went in, and they're just like, whatever. Some of what you say is good, but much of it is Serbian pigs. Blah, 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 blah. The point is that I'm not Arabic. I'm not Semitic. I'm not, I don't have any connection to Syria. Other than Syria was democratizing and being friendly, and women weren't wearing burqas, and their standard of living was going up despite all sorts of sanctions and stuff, and they were not funding terrorism, and they have jihadis swinging by the chandeliers of their country, beheading Christians, burning down mosques, blowing up synagogues, and man, Bill Clinton's in the news today in Politico going, Bill Clinton splits with President Obama on Syria, says he's not doing enough. See how that gives Obama fake left cover? You've only given $1 billion to Al-Qaeda. You've only got howitzer attacks going out of Turkey against them. You've only got, that's not enough, Obama. And then that gives Obama cover. Oh, he's not doing enough. He's a peacenik. Let's give him a peace prize. And they got the neocons going, attack, attack. Clinton's like, I agree with John McCain. It's all, they all just sit around and go, okay, we're all going to be for the NSA spying, and Dianne Feinstein, you're going to come out against it, even though your husband's getting contracts from it in the hundreds of millions. How's that sound? And then she comes out and puts out a half-baked attempt, you know, to, well, we need to have questions. I mean, it's all bad theater. I mean, the worst dinner theater, you ever gone to dinner theater, you know, have dinner and see a play, the worst dinner theater is better than these people. They are bad actors. And I mean that as a double entendre pun. They are bad actors on every single front. They're just gangsters who want to impoverish the West so they don't ever have a political rebellion that puts them all in jail. And they write books explaining that. I mean, that's really what makes me so mad about all this, is they're blowing the engine out of the U.S. They're shutting down our power plants, our grids, paying to ship our jobs overseas. It's not just that competition with slave labor in China. You know, you pay $21 billion to move General Motors to China. The government federalizes it with your money when it was far from going under, and then ships it to China, and it's in the back of the newspaper like a great thing. And then Obama raises the carbon price yesterday of a defunct, defeated, never passed law, and then the money literally goes to him. He has major investments in the Chicago Mercantile. Just flagrantly illegal, flagrantly ridiculous. See, there's just some of the news that I've got here in the stack today. By the way, Colonel Schaefer thought he was on at 1 o'clock Eastern today. So that's good. So we've moved Hamid Ghul to 1. General Hamid Ghul, and we move Schaefer to noon. So that'll be good. But I want both of them on, but I really want Ghul on. So just I have to do producing live on the air because things change sometimes. Okay, fantastic. They were talking to my ear. I was giving them answers. Thank you, crew. I mean, I tell you, it's just a Twilight Zone reality here. Reality is out of control, ladies and gentlemen. And then I've got all this other news here. Jeff Duncan questions IRS gun usage. They've got thousands of agents training with M16s. And, of course, you know what the targets are. That isn't in the Politico article. The targets are of five-year-old children. Not to not shoot them. They're called no hesitation. So that you do learn to shoot the children. So we've got that, and then we finally got breaking what we've been covering for years on Democracy Now! And in a Radar Online story. Government keeps a list of 8 million names considered threats to be rounded up during a civil emergency. Unbelievable. Yeah, that's going to work real well. You guys couldn't hold Baghdad, but you're going to try to arrest 8 million Americans and take us to your little summer Dachau. It isn't going to happen. But if you want to start a civil war and make yourselves all targets, be my guest. I mean, I've done everything I can to try to stop this total criminal, insane takeover. The general staff tried to tell Hitler not to invade Russia, and they still did it. And, maybe that's what it's going to take, is you guys biting off so much more than you can chew that you go a bridge too far, and then we finally get this country back. But every bone in my body wants to try to avert that. But they are training. They are training to take this country over.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
All right, so I want to get your take on the state of the world. I'm going to take a lot of phone calls when I come back in the next segment. For first-time callers, it's 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And then we've got Colonel Tony Schaefer joining us with the inside scoop on the NSA, the funding of Al-Qaeda, all the big scandals. He's got a lot to break down today when he joins us. And then we've got General Hamid Ghul, the former head of Pakistani intelligence, ISI, who ran the CIA covert war in Afghanistan against the Russians. He's going to be joining us to give us all the little geopolitical secrets, because, I mean, I've already researched all this myself. I know Google to be extremely accurate and to have made big announcements months before they were in the geopolitical arena publicly. So very powerful interview with Google set for the third hour today. I guess that'll be 11 p.m. Pakistan time. Okay, some of the other, you know, big news I'm going to keep getting into, and Schaefer's on with us. NSA spying is about intimidating the media and the American citizens. Blanket surveillance is about covering up government corruption and chilling free speech, not catching terrorists. And I should probably have Watson add to the article, because I worked on it with him. It's an article by Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watson. This Investor's Business Daily article and the congressman on Monday here on the show saying exactly that. But it's now been confirmed that they will not target radical mosque even with warrantless wiretapping, but everyone else. And that's because they don't want the radical mosque being surveilled, because they're running them. They're trying to get attacks going, because every time there's an attack, who loses their rights? I mean, you cannot deny this. And it's the fact that we'll cover this great truth, and we're the first to do it, that I'm demonized by the entire liberal, fake, you know, liberal authoritarian media, all the fake neocons. All of them are attacking us now, because it's all coming out and we've got incredible credibility. It's coming out the government gave $1 billion to Al-Qaeda. Rand Paul's saying, why are we funding Al-Qaeda in the Senate floor? And he's the most popular Republican. Because mainline Republicans are waking up. And they know who hits the barbed wire first. Max Keiser has an article out today that we posted on Infowars.com where it talks about shock jocks and populist politicians awakening Britain. And how the Liberty Movement's the hottest thing over there, and how Liberty candidates are winning in all the major elections. I mean, I was there and the cops were all, we love you, we're awake. I mean, it's like Ceausescu's Romania, ladies and gentlemen. No one knew it was going to fall until the day it did. And most of you, again, are not recognized like I am or some other libertarian public figure is. We get overrun with supporters. Now, again, we're still a minority, maybe 30, 40%, but 5% started the war with the Brits, or they started it, but you know, we won it, our ancestors, and then set up a new country. I'm not looking for a war. I have selfish reasons for that, but also intellectually, militarily, historically, they want to start a physical war because they've got a better chance of winning that than they do of winning a gradual awakening velvet revolution, a cultural revolution, but not a Maoist one. Basically, the quintessential opposite, a libertarian, individually driven, but also collectively working together as individuals against the collective communist, who themselves are run by the collective crony capitalist. And that's the great oxymoron that isn't an oxymoron. It is the ultra old money that always finances command and control, because that's how they centralize markets. That's where the mega wealth comes from. Then you don't have to compete. You just got to have cameras and black uniforms and citizen snitches. And we know where all this spying goes historically. We know where it leads. So this article is very important. NSA spying is about intimidating the media and American citizens. Blanket surveillance is about covering up government corruption and shilling free speech, not catching terrorists. And then Paul Watson goes over all of the history and evidence of that. I mean, they've had all this total surveillance. Did it stop 9/11? No. Did it stop the Boston bombings? No. Then you go find out, oh, actually people at the NSA knew about the attacks of 9/11 and tried to stop it and were ordered to stand down. And what did those people listening to the phone calls hear, like Cybele Edmonds and others? They heard Al-Qaeda being commanded by criminal elements of who? The CIA and private contractor corporations. The government's so big, folks, when we say the government did 9/11, criminal elements within the government that want to bring down freedom and want to have a centralized system, they run Al-Qaeda. They did it. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef, last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
For 50 years, we've told them what to eat, what to drink, what to wear. For Christ's sake, Ben, don't you understand? Americans love television. They wean their kids on it. Listen, they love game shows. They love wrestling. They love sports and violence. So what do? We give them what they want. We're number one, Ben. That's all that counts. Believe me, I've been in the business 30 years.
Well, I haven't been in show business as long as you have, Killian. But I'm a quick learner. So I'm going to give the audience what I think they want.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. This is one of the main centers of resistance to the global crime syndicate's organized takeover. And they are trying to take us to a very bad place indeed. The toll-free number to join us, ladies and gentlemen, is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And it is the 13th day of June 2013. And I'm going to your phone calls here in just a moment. But getting back to the public rollout. Now, whether these leaks are real or not, they're going to try to spin it now as a public discussion to sell us on how everything we do being tracked is for our own safety. And even if they can convince a majority of people to support this in a constitutional republic, it is still illegal. Just like if you have 51% of people saying, you know, blacks shouldn't have a right to vote or eat in a restaurant, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, common law, common sense states, no, they do have that right. And it's the same story over and over again. They're trying to sell us on this idea. But I will remind you again, what is in Investor Business Daily, that the NSA is not allowed to target Muslims. And people will say, oh, that's because Barack Obama's a secret Muslim. No, he's not. They don't want other parts of federal agencies stopping the provocateur groups that they're out there organizing to carry out events, which they then use to demonize Muslims and go after the general public's rights and liberties. It's a very simple equation. It's full spectrum dominance. They go after the American people with the terrorist threat, and they go after the countries that they blame for the terror threat with what they've manufactured, and then the globalists get to take over everything at the same time. It is elementary how they do this, and we have to get this basic understanding through our minds. And it's not my view, it's not my opinion. This whole thing is hiding in plain sight. It is now all admitted. And that is why we're being demonized. That is why we're being attacked. That is why they're going after us. Because we're here going, the government's training to take on conservatives, libertarians, gun owners, and saying veterans are the new terror threat. The government's buying billions of rounds of ammo, 7,000 armored vehicles. They're setting up checkpoints. They're getting riot control police ready everywhere. They're saying that they're preparing for imminent collapse. I don't know if that's really going to happen or they're using this as an excuse to put all this in place. But regardless, it's a giant boondoggle to the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about. He said it will take over, and it's run by a technological elite. That's a quote. And then here we are. He said that in 61. And here we are. It's all come true. And that's why they're attacking us, because we're speaking common sense. And yeah, then I go on a BBC news show, and they got two guys cutting me off, trying to shut me up, laughing at me. So I just blew up at them and said, look, I'm not going to play this game anymore. I want to do a special piece on this from Vice magazine. Vice actually does some pretty good stories sometimes. But now that they're on mainstream television, they're getting a little bit more establishment. And I want to do a kind of like a professor piece on this to show the anatomy of a sophomoric trendy hit piece. Of course, almost every commenter in this article when I read it this morning, like 90-plus percent of them are against it, saying, what's wrong with you? You're demonizing the crowd. This is done to make dissent look bad. They went and found that, you know, people out there are kind of having a carnival time, maybe 5% of the thousands that came out to protest Bilderberg. And then they say no one could tell us why they were there. No one could tell us what Bilderberg was. Everyone was basically idiots. And they say it over and over and over again, lying to their audience. And you know who was really there? A famous, because it was in the news, I wish I had run into him, a famous 90-year-old RAF fighter ace that shot down a bunch of German aircraft over London. He was there. There were two members of parliament, a member of the European Union parliament giving powerful speeches. The crowd, basically about half of them looked like Irish and British and Scottish farmers. There were a lot of Scots that, you know, came down. There was a group of Scots that actually walked in, because that's like a cultural thing to walk 400, 500 miles. They walked in to London to be there. Just an amazing group of people. And they went around and found every person that was there to have a good time and acting goofy. So what? So what? Well, you should go protest and cover things and make it fun. I mean, I don't judge people because they got tattoos on their faces or, you know, or they're, offering, you know, people, massages or whatever. But that was a small minority. And they distort it and make a sick joke out of it. And the good news is people got angry at it. But then, you know, they ask, well, what is Bilderberg? Why does it matter? And Alex claims they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. Why would they want to do that? And nothing he said was coherent. Really? We have a history of Western governments doing thousands of declassified lethal test programs, nerve gassing trips, putting syphilis in people's vaccines, just radiating foster children. And I'm up there giving a speech about that and saying they're doing it now on a wide scale and holding up the London Independent from that day, saying 40% of Britons will have cancer within 4 years at the current rate, National Health Service. But no discussion of why is everybody getting cancer. It's always let's find a cure. And then in the article they say, what does that mean? We should find out why everybody's getting cancer, why the rate's going up, instead of finding a cure. And the article says that makes no sense. We want to find a cure. It'd be like if 100 people a night in Austin, Texas were getting shot, saying we need to find a way to cure gunshot wounds, instead of finding out who's shooting 100 people a night. I mean, if 1,000 people a day in Chicago were being poisoned by cyanide, would you try to find a cure for cyanide poisoning? And have everybody walk around with a pack of cyanide antidote, which, by the way, there isn't one. No, you try to find out who's poisoning people. And they literally sit there acting like they don't know what I'm talking about. And I thought about it. That's why I get mad at Piers Morgan. That's why I got mad at the BBC. When a bunch of condescending fake intellectuals are sitting there going, so you believe Bilderberg exists and you believe they have bad plans. I'm like, look, I'm done playing games. You know, Jesus Christ went in and overturned the money changers' tables. Paul Revere wrote around saying, get your guns, get ready to kill people. And we call him a hero. I'm just saying, look, I'm done with you. You just came into this promo piece saying that, oh, these people believe we're poisoning the water. They had a Bilderberg guy in the tape piece and one in studio right before I went on. I walked past him. I interviewed their treasury secretary, you know, the exchequer, the chancellor. It's on Infowars.com. I saw people on there going, oh, really? You want to be a Bilderberger? Yeah, right. People cannot believe that someone could stand up, that someone could resist, that someone could have success, and I'm nobody. People cannot believe anything. They can't believe we had Mike Judge on the show. They couldn't believe we interviewed Charlie Sheen. They couldn't believe we interviewed Ron Paul. They can't believe we're going to have Hamid Ghul on. They can't believe we have whistleblowers because they live unexceptional lives in their basements thinking everyone else is like them. And that humanity's basically done. And that's why they don't believe there can be corrupt elites, even though those corrupt elites write books about what they're doing, because they think everyone is such an incredible, pathetic, jellyfish, cynical, wannabe trendy, who are actually just scared little boys and girls sitting there criticizing the rest of us that want to build a better civilization and a better future. I mean, I've had people over the years come to my house or my parents' house and see some of my oil paintings, which I don't even think are that good. I mean, some of them are pretty good. And they go, there's no way you painted that. And I go, oh, is that a figure of speech like your joke? No, I don't believe you painted that. You're like a redneck. I mean, how did you paint? You're from Texas. You people can't even, you know, wipe your noses. I mean, I just don't get like the yuppie thing where they're like all domesticated and they're scared of guns unless it's in the hands of the government, and they don't believe anything can be created or nothing can be done, and they just kind of walk around all weak, freaking out over everything and jealous of anyone who's successful. I mean, I just don't get it. I want humanity to get off its knees and stand up. I believe in humanity. I think you're beautiful. I think you're smart. I think you have a destiny. I know you do. And I just do not understand how you've bought into this idea that humanity's a bunch of crud. Yes, we can do some horrible things. True. All right, I'm done ranting. I said I'd take phone calls. We got so much news coming up. I mean, look at this. I talked about this 2 days ago, but now it's finally getting news coverage. And I heard it on a local radio station this morning. They were like, why would the cops be running federal checkpoints all over the country, not just Alabama, where you pull up to one lane and they're there at a checkpoint and say, mind if we take a blood sample? Because they've had these things before in Texas. I've driven into one where they use it to search your car. And they see the scared person. They direct people over because the public's so scared. I mean, if a cop said, take your dress off, most women would do it right there. I mean, you know. And they say, bend over, and they put their hands inside of you now in Texas. I mean, we can show you the video, folks. And they say, bend over, and they take your pants off and ram their hand in the eye. I mean, this is how America works now. So they say, and they sit there with needles taking your blood now, and it's a federal program, and no one knows why they're doing it. They're doing it to acclimate everyone. It's already an executive order that they're going to take blood at highway checkpoints. I covered that in my first film, 1997. People are like, well, where is it then? They haven't phased it in yet because people aren't going along with it. Just like when they start, I remember 15 years ago, I saw the city council plan with the federal document because it was on TV, on access. You know, they carry the city channel. I watched it. And they said, we're here with this $1 million grant over the next 3 years to start big discounts and incentives for the newest above the current emission standards on the car. And they said this will be used to prepare and acclimate the public for when the new federal regulations come out. And then I went to one of the events to cover it, and they said, yes, we're here to condition the public. And just like that sounds innocuous, that's why they have helicopter drills and army checkpoints and do all this, is to acclimate you. They're going to pull you over, and they're going to take blood from everybody, and that's the stated plan. But it's for your safety, of course. Just like the government ships the narcotics in on record for your safety. Stop being chumps. We have a Bill of Rights and Constitution for a reason, because anytime you let a government get big, corrupt groups take it over, and hell gets released. Cyber Command said 5 years ago they're going to attack news sites in the U.S. They're involved in psyops. This whole thing is aimed at America, folks. The globalists have conquered America. They're not in full control yet, but they've conquered the federal government. They've got a million reasons why they're doing what they're doing, but they're carrying out Agenda 21 to bankrupt you and your family. Richard in Idaho, you're on the air. First-time caller, welcome. Go ahead, Richard. I'm not getting any audio from the network. Go ahead, Richard.
Hey, I've got a few points to make, and I got to tell you, this is no prank call. I've listened to other prank callers call, but this is not one of those. I have a couple of points that I want to make, first of all.
Well, number one, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to put you on hold right now. There's a phenomenon, and we've not started call screening, because I kind of like that wild card thing where people could just call in unless I'm talking about a specific topic. But I think we're going to install call screening for one reason. People want to be call screened, and they get on the show, and they do a call screen thing with me. They tell me what they want to talk about. Sir, Richard, you are on the air. Sir, I want to hear from you. Make your point. Go ahead.
So several weeks ago, you mentioned a name about a counterintelligence agent, John Loftus. I believe his name is John Christopher Loftus. He comes from Ogden, Utah, where I actually come from. I believe that he's been used to gather intel upon who I am due to the fact of who my daughter is.
Well, sir, again, you say it's not a prank call. I can't just have people come on my show and talk about a public figure saying you have connections to him. Send us a letter. So you believe he's gathered intel? He's like a retired Justice Department lawyer that exposed that MI6 was involved in the London bombings on Fox News and the Associated Press, and also wrote a book about IBM and the Holocaust.
Give me a moment, please.
No, I'm not going to give you a moment. I appreciate your call. You've got to send me proof. You say you believe he's surveilling your daughter. I'm not in the business here of getting sued, okay? All right, there you go. And now I'll be a government agent because I did that. And listen, I apologize to you, caller, if you've got some proof, but, I mean, this is just wild. Let's talk to Shane in Pennsylvania. Shane, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just wanted to make a point about what you were saying earlier about how they're trying to force this debate now between liberty and security. And
when you give up liberty, you get tyranny. You never get the security. the insecurity is letting them do this.
Exactly. And, you know, it's kind of an uphill battle because, you know, the general public has just been conditioned to accept this. I mean, you turn on The Dark Knight and their heroes are using sonar and stuff like that to catch the bad guy.
Well, they're using the wireless system on the phone to broadcast and look through walls and pick up the thing, which is what the Kinect and the smart meter does.
Exactly.
Everything is conditioning.
Right. And, you know, the villain in Skyfall is just, you know, some hacker computer guy. And it's just, it's all over the place.
And the government's outgunned and doesn't even know how to open their email. The poor babies. The poor babies.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add? It's a great point, Shane. You want to come back and add some more?
No, I'm good. Thanks, Alex.
God bless you. Great points. Again, we don't screen calls, so we get the very best and the very worst. But, you know, it's like when callers call in and say, my name's John Doe, and sometimes people will spoof and say they're someone else. So I don't like last names on air, and I don't like saying stuff about people that you can't prove first. Okay? We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef. Last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit priproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, I want to go right back to your phone calls in this segment and the next. Then Colonel Tony Shaver is going to be joining us on all the scandals, his new book, and so much more. Can't wait to pick his brain. He was involved, obviously, in the unit that could have killed bin Laden two separate times and was ordered to stand down by the CIA right before 9/11. Briefly, InfidelBodyArmor.com. Amazing body armor that is way better than chromatic body armor that only stops six rounds. This will stop hundreds of AK-47 M4, 30-06, 308, and more. InfidelBodyArmor.com. And the way it's all rigged and set up is just phenomenal, and the pricing is amazing. Rated level 3 armor, 888-608-6605. 888-608-6605, InfidelBodyArmor.com. And don't forget, we have ProPure, the best gravity-fed filters, with 10% off with promo code WATER at InfoWarsStore.com. All the books, the videos, all of it is up there at InfoWarsStore.com. When you shop with the good guys, the Patriots, it allows us to continue our operations and hopefully expand. Right now we're at the break-even point, so funding us is more important than ever. I want to thank all of you that do support the transmission. Okay, we got some good news I haven't gotten to yet, and I'll get to this after Schaefer leaves us. Justices at the Supreme Court rule human genes cannot be patented, and that gives you some hope for sanity, and I've scanned over part of the ruling. I don't really see any loopholes in there. I mean, obviously, they go and they get blood samples and stuff. They even patent your particular genes, but also the gene for cancer of a particular type, and then try to block you from testing it. Monsanto has said you can't test those honeybees' guts, you know, for our Roundup pesticide because we have that patented. And we have the gene mutation for the BT corn patented. So we'll sue you if you try to test for our poison. And courts have ruled for them. That's asinine. Like if they could patent cyanide, and you can't test for cyanide at the autopsy because we have that patented. You're not selling it, so you should be able to test for it. And it's just outrageous. It is outrageous. And this is some good news. This is some sanity. There's a fight between good and evil going on right now, folks. Let's talk to John in New York, first-time caller. Thanks for holding, John. Good to talk to you. How may I serve you today?
Alex, you're doing great work. I enjoy listening to you. I don't agree with everything you say, but then again, if I did, I wouldn't be thinking for myself. But I do credit you with opening my eyes to a lot of issues.
Sure, thank you.
You know, there's been a lot of talk lately about this surveillance grid that's been created, and I really think that they've been moving not just through surveillance, but I think they've even stepped it up a little bit to interference, specifically with what you're doing. I use an application on my iPhone to listen to your program over the internet when I'm driving in my car and whatnot. And when I'm home listening to your program using this one particular application, if I'm listening to it on my Wi-Fi, it works just fine. But as soon as I leave my house and go out into AT&T's coverage with their 4G, using the same program, it gets scrambled and I lose my connection and I can't listen. So I've tested this in a few ways where I listen to other radio stations or other radio programs. I'll be listening to it on my Wi-Fi. I'll drive out of range. It will stay on. It will reshuffle itself and buffer and go to either another server or it will keep playing. But whenever I try to listen to InfoWars Radio using this particular program over the AT&T network, I'm unable to.
Well, you know, that could just be that we need to upgrade those free apps. We need people to make free apps for us. I mean, we have limited resources. We're trying to develop some new apps right now.
I'm not sure, Alex, seriously, because it works just fine when I'm within my own network. But as soon as I leave to go into AT&T's 4G network, it gets redirected to other servers.
No, what I'm saying is it may not be meshing with that system well, or who knows, they may be trying to block it.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.